Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar and today Masechus Ksubas Daf Samech Gimel, the fifth parak of Al Pi. The Zichu Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three tabs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara Daf Samech Beis Amud Beis begins the story of Rabbi Akiva's background as a shepherd for Ben Kabla Sabua, who Rashi explains was one of the wealthiest men in Yerushalayim. Anyone who entered his house hungry like a kelev, like a dog, left soveil, they left satisfied. When his daughter saw that Rabbi Akiva was modest and had good midos, she asked him if he'd be willing to go to the Beis Midrash to learn if she would marry him. When he said yes, they married in secret and she sent him away. When her father found out, he threw her out of the house and made a nether prohibiting her to benefit from his possessions. The Gemara here continues with the story of his return after 12 years, and when he overheard her say to another woman that she would send him back for another 12 years, he took it as permission and went back. When he returned and brought 24,000 Talmidim with him, she came out, fell on her face, and started kissing his feet. When his attendants tried to push her away, Rabbi Akiva told them to leave her alone. Shalib shalachem shalahi. The Torah that's mine and that's yours belong to her. Rabbi Akiva ended up annulling his father-in-law's vow, and their daughter ended up doing the same with Ben Azai. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hamoredes ha-bal pochasim ha-ksubasa shiva dinarim b'shavas. If a woman rebels against her husband, we deduct from her ksuba 7 dinarim a week. Rabbi Yehuda says, shiva tarbikin, 7 tarbikin. The Gemara brings a machlokas regarding what she is rebelling from. Rav Huna says, mitashmi shamita, from engaging in marital relations. Rabbi Yossi b'rechina says, mamalacha, from performing work. After some analysis, the Gemara redefines Rabbi Yossi b'rechina's position. Everybody agrees that she's considered a moredis when she rebels from engaging in marital relations. They disagree with regard to doing malacha. Rav Huna holds that she's not considered a moredis since a woman has the right to refuse getting support from her husband and not to work for the husband. Whereas Rabbi Yossi ben Rechina holds that a woman who rebels from doing work is also a moredis. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Hechidam yin moredis, what is the case of a woman who rebels? Which Rashi explains is the woman who is pressured to return to her husband by waiting with the divorce and reducing her ksuba each week. Amemar said, Da amra be'inale v'matza'arnale. When she says, I want him as a husband, but I wish to make him suffer. This is because he insulted her or wronged her in some way. Ava amra me'is halai lo kaifinale. But if she says, he's repulsive to me, which Rashi explains means that she doesn't want him nor her ksuba, we do not force her. Marzutta says that even if she says he's repulsive to her, kaifinale, we force her. An incident is brought where Marzutta forced a woman who said her husband was repulsive to her to stay, and when she returned to her husband, she bore him a son who became Rabbi Chanina ben Sura. The Gemara says that this doesn't necessarily support Marzutta's position, hasim siyata shmaya, but there it was siyata the shmaya. Typically, a woman who finds her husband repulsive does not have a change of attitude and is beyond reconciliation. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara Daf Samech Beis Amud Beis begins the story of Rabbi Akiva's background as a shepherd for Ben Kabla Sabua, who Rashi explains was one of the wealthiest men in Yerushalayim. Anyone who entered his house hungry like a kelev, like a dog, left soveil, they left satisfied. When his daughter saw that Rabbi Akiva was modest and had good midos, she asked him if he'd be willing to go to the Beis Midrash to learn if she would marry him. When he said yes, they married in secret and she sent him away. When her father found out, he threw her out of the house and made a nether prohibiting her to benefit from his possessions. The Gemara here continues with the story of his return after 12 years, and when he overheard her say to another woman that she would send him back for another 12 years, he took it as permission and went back. When he returned and brought 24,000 Talmidim with him, she came out, fell on her face, and started kissing his feet. When his attendants tried to push her away, Rabbi Akiva told them to leave her alone. Shalib shalachem shalahi. The Torah that's mine and that's yours belong to her. Rabbi Akiva ended up annulling his father-in-law's vow, and their daughter ended up doing the same with Ben Azai. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hamoredes ha-bal pochasim ha-ksubasa shiva dinarim b'shavas. If a woman rebels against her husband, we deduct from her ksuba 7 dinarim a week. Rabbi Yehuda says, shiva tarbikin, 7 tarbikin. The Gemara brings a machlokas regarding what she is rebelling from. Rav Huna says, mitashmi shamita, from engaging in marital relations. Rabbi Yossi b'rechina says, mamalacha, from performing work. After some analysis, the Gemara redefines Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina's position. Everybody agrees that she's considered a moredis when she rebels from engaging in marital relations. They disagree with regard to doing malacha. Rav Huna holds that she's not considered a moredis since a woman has the right to refuse getting support from her husband and not to work for the husband. Whereas Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina holds that a woman who rebels from doing work is also a moredis. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Hechidam yin moredis, what is the case of a woman who rebels? Which Rashi explains is the woman who is pressured to return to her husband by waiting with the divorce and reducing her ksuba each week. Amemar said, Da amra be'inale v'matza'arnale. When she says, I want him as a husband, but I wish to make him suffer. This is because he insulted her or wronged her in some way. But if she says he's repulsive to me, which Rashi explains means that she doesn't want him nor her ksuba, we do not force her. Marzutta says that even if she says he's repulsive to her, kaifinale, we force her. An incident is brought where Marzutta forced a woman who said her husband was repulsive to her to stay, and when she returned to her husband, she bore him a son who became Rabbi Chanina ben Sura. The Gemara says that this doesn't necessarily support Marzutta's position, Hasim Siyata Shmaya, but there it was Siyata the Shmaya. Typically, a woman who finds her husband repulsive does not have a change of attitude and is beyond reconciliation. All right, so now we go to our simon for Daf Samach Gimel, and our standard simon is a Segway. It's the two-wheel device boys stand on and they zip around town on. So the simon is Segway. So here goes. The wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, felt bad for her neighbor's wife, who scooted right past her on a Segway, rebelling against doing any work from the man she wanted to keep as a husband, but wanted to make suffer. Once again, it's a motion. The wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, felt bad for her neighbor's wife who scooted right past her on a Segway. Segway? That must mean we're on Daf Samach Gimel. The wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the story of Akiva and the daughter of Kavu ben Savua, which ultimately results in Akiva telling his 24,000 Talmidim when he returned home. After 24 years, Shali v'shalachem, shalahi, all the Torah that's mine and that is yours belongs to her. So the wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, felt bad for her neighbor's wife, who scooted right past her on a Segway, rebelling against doing any work, which reminds us, everybody agrees that a wife is considered a meredith when she rebels from engaging in marital relations. They disagree if she's considered a meredith if she doesn't want to do malacha. Rav Huna holds she's not considered a meredith since a woman has the right to refuse getting support from her husband and not work for the husband. Whereas Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina holds that a woman who rebels from doing work is also a meredith. So the wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, felt bad for her neighbor's wife who scooted right past her on a Segway, rebelling against doing any work from the man she wanted to keep as a husband, but wanted to make suffer. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Hichi Dami Meredis, what is the case of a woman who rebels? Which Rashi explains is the woman who's pressured to return to her husband by waiting with the divorce and reducing her ksuba each week. Amemar said it's when she says, I want him as a husband, but I wish to make him suffer. This is because he insulted her or wronged her in some way. But if she says he's repulsive to me, which Rashi explains means that she doesn't want him nor her ksuba, we do not force her. Marzutta says that even if she says that he's repulsive to her, kaifinule, we force her. So once again, the wife who came out to greet her husband who returned home after many years, accompanied by thousands of Talmidim, felt bad for her neighbor's wife who scooted right past her on a Segway, rebelling against doing any work from the man she wanted to keep as a husband, but wanted to make suffer. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simmer Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. After the knight's first wife, knight, that must move on Daf Nun Tes. After the knight's first wife's surplus earnings only became hektish after her death, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Nun Ches Amabe stated regarding a husband, being Makdish Hamosa, his wife's surplus earnings. Remer says they're hektish, and Rabbi Yochanan and Sandra says they remain chuan. The Gemara asks when they become hektish, according to Rabbi Meir, and Rav and Shmuel both say Moser Lachamisa. The surplus becomes hektish after the wife's death, when the husband inherits her possessions. And Rav Adi Bar Abba says Mos Mechaim Kadosh. The surplus becomes hektish while she's still alive. So after the knight's first wife's surplus earnings only became hektish after her death, he tried to find a new wife who would grind, bake, and shine his armor. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists the seven malachos a wife must do for her husband, such as grind the grain into flour, bake the bread, and launder the clothing, and how she reduces her workload depending on how many shivchos she brings into the marriage. So after the knight's first wife's surplus earnings only became hektish after her death, he tried to find a new wife who would grind, bake, and shine his armor, but only found a princess high up in a castle who told him a wife is only for beauty. Which reminds us, the Gemara notes, our Mishnah is not in accordance with Bechia, who taught in a Braisa, Ein Isha El Yofi, Ein Isha El Banim. A wife is only for beauty, a wife is only for children. Tosis explains that this means that she doesn't grind, bake, or nurse, which negatively impact her beauty, but she must still work with wool, for she must work and give her earnings to him in exchange for support. Daf Samach, so the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The happy little babies who got smiley face stickers, that must mean we're on Daf Samach, the happy little babies who got smiley face stickers when they began to recognize their mothers for nursing, which reminds us, a brisa on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis taught that if a woman took a vow not to nurse her baby, and then she got divorced, her husband cannot force her to nurse the child. But if the baby recognizes her and refuses to nurse from someone else, he pays her wages and forces her to nurse the child because the danger to the child's life. The Gemara here brings a machlokes of what age does a baby recognize its mother and refuse to nurse from someone else. So the happy little babies got smiley face stickers when they began to recognize their mothers for nursing. Overheard a child who resumed nursing after 24 months complain his milk was like a sheketz, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa according to Rabbi Eliezer, an infant may continue nursing until he's 24 months old, mikan me'elach kiyonik sheketz. From then on, it's like consuming an abominable thing, meaning it's rabbinically forbidden. Rabbi Yeshua says, afil ba'arba v'chamish shanim, a child may nurse for even 4 or 5 years. However, if he stopped nursing after 24 months and then resumed, it's like nursing an abominable thing. So the happy little babies who got smiley face stickers when they began to recognize their mothers for nursing, overheard a child who resumed nursing after 24 months complain his milk was like a sheketz, and saw his parents rush to hire a wet nurse who told her not to eat foods harmful to the milk. Which reminds us, it was taught in Bryce regarding a hired wet nurse, if they gave her a child to nurse, she may not nurse her child or her friend's child together with him. If the mother child stipulates to supply her with a little food, she eats a lot in order to produce sufficient milk for the child, and she may not eat things that are detrimental to the milk, such as hops, grain sproutings, and small fish. Daf Samachov, so the Simmer Daf Samachov is a song we use a magician doing the saw a person in half trick. So here goes. When the magician's wife turned the tables and attempted to saw him in half, magician being sawed in half, that must be on Daf Samach Aleph. When the magician's wife turned the tables and attempted to saw him in half for demanding she nurse when she didn't want to, which reminds us, the question was asked, what is the halacha if a husband says to nurse and the wife says not to nurse? Wherever it's her family's custom not to nurse, we definitely listen to her. But what is the halacha if it's her family's custom to nurse and his family's custom not to nurse? The Gemara answers from the following brisa that taught, a wife rises to her husband's financial status in marriage, but she doesn't descend to it. Therefore, we listen to her, and she does not need to nurse. Two different sources are brought for the concept of ola imo ve'inu yoredes imo. So when the magician's wife turned the tables and attempted to saw him in half for demanding she nurse when she didn't want to, she also magically produced and then served tasty meat and aromatic old wine that he could only eat and drink later, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chananya said in the name of Huna, all foods may be withheld from the waiter, which Rashi explains to mean that they may be eaten by others in front of him and delayed in giving it to him until after the meal, except for meat and wine. Rashi explains that they must be served to him during the meal, for having to wait will cause him suffering. So, when the magician's wife turned the tables and attempted to saw him in half for demanding she nurse when she didn't want to, she also magically produced and then served tasty meat and aromatic old wine that he could only eat and drink later, so he would learn his lesson to never prohibit himself to her again. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a mother is ishto mitashmish hamita. If one makes a vow prohibiting his wife from having marital relations with him, Beis Shammai say that if the term was up to shtei shabbasos, 2 weeks, then he doesn't need to divorce her. Beis Hillel say that if the term was no longer than shabbos achas, 1 week, he does not need to divorce her. The Gemara explains that Beis Shammai derived their source from Yoledes Nekeba, a woman who gives birth to a female, where marital relations are prohibited for 2 weeks. Rashi explains that since the Torah mandates abstaining for 2 weeks, this is not an offense to force a husband to divorce. The Gemara clarifies that Beis Hillel's source is Anita, where marital relations are prohibited for a week. Dav Samach Beis. So the symbol for Dav Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine company. Submarine company? That must mean we're on Dav Samach Beis. Submarine. The submarine company, struggling to hire a captain, gave up on trying to recruit Talmidim on their way to their monthly stay in the Beis Midrash, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis stated, how Talmidim Yotzim the Talmud Torah Shelo Berishus Shloshim Yom, Talmidim may leave their wives to learn Torah without permission for 30 days. Gemara asks, if one does have permission from his wife, how long is it proper to leave? Rav said, Chodesh Kan v'Chodesh Babai is 1 month here in Yeshiva and 1 month at home based on the fact that those who serve the king rotated on a monthly basis. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Chodesh Kan v'Shnayim Babesa, 1 month in Yeshiva and 2 months at home based on the fact that those involved in building the temple left for 1 month and stayed home for two. So the submarine company, struggling to hire a captain, gave up on trying to recruit Talmidim on their way to their monthly stay in the Beis Midrash. And the donkey driver who had a hard enough time trying to convince his wife to let him become a camel driver, which reminds us, Rabbi Rabbanan asked the Baya, Chomber Venasa Gamma Mai, if a donkey driver want to become a camel driver, what's the halacha, since this will change the frequency of his having relations with his wife from once a week to once a month? Abaye answered, wrote to Ishba Kavatifus Masar Kabim Uprishos. A woman prefers a kav in intimacy over 10 kabim in abstinence. So the submarine company struggling to hire a captain gave up on trying to recruit Talmidim on their way to their monthly stay in the Beis Midrash, and the donkey driver who had a hard enough time trying to convince his wife to let him become a camel driver told him to stop marketing to Talmid Chachamim, who like to be home Friday nights. Which reminds the Gemara asks, Onan shel Talmid Chachamim Amos, when is the time for marital relations for Talmid Chachamim? Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, referring to Shabbos night. Rashi explains that this is a time of Tanug, Shvisa, Vahanas, Aguf, pleasure, rest, and physical enjoyment. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you learn? A meredith is someone who says she wants to stay with her husband but wants to make him suffer. That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn? A woman can refuse support from her husband and keep her earnings. That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number 3. Which daf is Machok is at what age a baby recognizes its mother and refuses to nurse from someone else? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number 4. Which daf of the story of Rabbi Kiva returning after 24 years to his wife? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf when one is not permitted to withhold fatty meat and old wine before a waiter while the food is being served to others because it will cause him suffering? That's on daf Samachov. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have regarding what's the appropriate amount of time the Talmidim may leave to the Beis Midrash when they have permission from their wives? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that everybody agrees that a Meredith is one who refuses to have marital relations, and it's a Malchokas if she's also one if she rebels against working? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn the time for Talmid Chachamim to have relations is Leil Shabbos? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we question what the halacha is if the husband wants his wife to nurse but she doesn't want to? That's on daf Samachov. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we discuss what the halacha is if a donkey driver wants to become a camel driver? And we go and wrote to Isha Bekavatifas Ma'asar Kabin Uprishas. That's on daf Samach Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.